An Iranian parliamentary committee investigating cases of torture and rape at the government's Khawarizmi detention center in the weeks following a disputed June 12th presidential election has taken the unusual step of condemning government officials for what took place. The committee report blames former Tehran prosecutor and government stalwart Saeed Mortazavi for ordering opposition protesters to be sent to the overcrowded Khawarizmi facility. The report says three detainees died as a result of violence and mediocre conditions at the prison, but it denies anyone was raped. Several former detainees, one of whom later fled to Europe, recounted incidents of torture, brutality, and rape in the weeks after they were released. Iranian filmmaker Reza Alamazadi, who lives in exile in Holland, interviewed detainee Ibrahim Sharifi, who explained how he was raped and tortured at Khawarizmi. He says that Ibrahim Sharifi, who says in the interview he was raped, is living proof rape and torture exist in the Islamic Republic of Iran. Journalist Babrak Dad also detailed various incidents of torture and rape of young detainees at Khawarizmi to the VOA's Persian service. He says a number of young people were raped at the Khawarizmi Detention Center, detailing their brutal treatment at the hands of their jailers. Former presidential candidate Mahdi Karoubi was the first person to denounce acts of brutality and rape last summer. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei ordered the facility closed last August. Three prison officials were suspended and later charged with murder. The report to Parliament marks a significant shift in the official position regarding brutality at Khawarizmi. Iran's police chief, Ismail Ahmadi Mogaddam, initially denied detainees had been brutalized before admitting the acts of mistreatment took place. Scott Lucas of the University of Birmingham in Britain, who runs the popular Iran blog Enduring America, says the attack on Saeed Mortazavi by some members of Parliament is a direct attack on President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
On Mortazavi, to take the narrow case, I would read that in that you've got a push being made by a number of people who are dissatisfied with the president, and Mortazavi is the guy that they try to take out initially, because if they can take Mortazavi down, it's a sign of their power, and it clips Ahmadinejad's authority. What I'd be watching for in particular is whether Ahmadinejad comes out with a defense of Mortazavi or just lets him go.
Lucas also thinks that some factions in Parliament are trying to appease the opposition by responding to a five-point reconciliation plan put forth by opposition leader Mir Hussein Mousavi.
The easy read is that there are factions around the Supreme Leader who may be looking to get some kind of conciliation with those who have had some criticisms of the post-election behavior. That said, what makes it complicated, and I can't prove this, is that the Supreme Leader's office is in disarray.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.